From the New Jersey Times, I'm Alingan Mitra. This is The Daily 2. The latest census reveals that population growth in America was the slowest it's been in over two centuries. Today, an interview with Sandra Tomlinson, a single woman, on why millennials are not having kids. It's Tuesday, May 4th. Sandra, thank you for being
here. Whoa, could you speak softer? I've got a hangover.
Oh, okay. I've been told I actually have a very soft voice.
Wait, what's your sign?
I'm a Capricorn.
Oh, that's why we get along so well.
I don't know if we do get along. Sandra, why are you hungover?
Oh, you know, doing shots, typical Monday.
Do you have the day off?
No, I'm a teacher. I love kids.
Okay. Well, speaking of kids, I wanted to talk to you about the sharp decline in population growth. Before 2008, American women were having 2.1 kids per woman, but this past decade, it's been only 1.7 kids per woman.
Yeah, me and my besties aren't having kids. That's not news. I talk about it on my vlog.
Well, there are a number of theories about why millennial women aren't having kids. Maybe it's the increased access to birth control. Maybe it's the uncertain economic future. Maybe even the fact that people are spending time online.
Oh my God, you're such a typical guy. You'll blame anything else but yourself.
Sorry, what do you mean?
I want to have kids, but I don't because millennial dudes suck. If I'm going to have a kid with someone, I need a grown-up man, not someone who has a Nintendo Switch and two Xboxes.
Oh, so the theory that the uncertain
God, economic... you're such a Capricorn. That's why we don't get along. I just told you I can't be a mom because with every guy, I'm already having to act like the mom. Like, do you know how many quote-unquote men I've dated who just don't take a shower, eat a vegetable, or wash their bed sheets?
Yes, that must be challenging.
Wait, do you wash your sheets?
We'll be right back.
Here at Facebook, we take privacy very seriously because what's important to you is important to us. Like Kathy Chen, age 41, of Trenton, New Jersey. We want her to feel safe, whether she's logging on from her home, 58 Westwood Lane, or the home of Mark Bryant, the coworker she's having an affair with. And we'd never let hackers access her social security number. 024-578-9990 is safe with us. To find out what else we're doing to protect your data, go to facebook.com/data and log in with your name and ATM PIN. For example, 2874, which is Kathy's.
Before the break, Sandra. Sorry, is it Sandra or Sandra?
Sandra!
Okay, Sandra. We were talking about how millennial men are not prepared.
Yeah, just give me a minute. Give me a minute. I've got to send a SpongeBob meme to my squad. It's so funny. Don't talk. Don't talk. Okay, sorry. What were you saying?
We were talking about how, in your opinion, millennial men lack maturity. And as a result, you don't want to raise a child with one of them.
Yeah. How hard is it to text back? How's that going to work out when we have a kid? I'll be like, hey, Grayson's not breathing. And then he'll text me back like 5 days later, like, oops.
Grayson.
Yeah, I keep a list on my phone of what I'm going to call my kid. It'll be Grayson if it's a boy, Sophia if it's a girl, or Kamala if it's a girl and she's like super tan.
Okay, well, besides a decline in children, we saw the numbers go down in this country because of less immigration. Do you think we should try to open up our borders to counteract that?
If it'll bring some real men into this country instead of these man boys, I'm all for it. Do you know, my dad built me a treehouse when we were kids, an actual treehouse. My last boyfriend looked at the tree outside my apartment and was like, babe, is that a giant plant? God, sometimes I wish I could go back in time and just like marry my dad.
Oh, well, that is something you should definitely discuss with your therapist. Now, lastly, there is a potential
that the demographic shift is going to have a huge impact on society. For example, old people often have young caretakers, and because there will be less young people, there will be less caretakers.
Oh, that's a good point.
So it makes you reconsider having kids with a millennial.
What? No, but there are probably a lot of older guys who are available. I should be trying to date them.
We'll be right back.
Do you have Bill Gates' number?
Finding a therapist is hard, but let's be honest. Even apps like BetterHelp that claim to be cheap can still cost a pretty penny. Hi, I'm Frank Stevens, and that's why I created Not So Good Help, a free therapy app for people who can't afford therapy. We cut costs by hiring therapists who aren't licensed. These people will just yell at you. Other times we claim it's a therapist, but you'll just be speaking to someone else who's using the app. Most of the times you'll just be talking to me. And I've got loads of issues. So download the app today. Because like my free therapist tells me, not so good is also not so bad.
Here's what else you need to know today. Scientists have discovered a blood test that might help the diagnosis of depression. Apparently, the test is whether the patient will come to the appointment or just stay in bed. And face masks are no longer required outdoors in California for the fully vaccinated. Californians were relieved that they would no longer have to wear masks as they dealt with raging wildfires. That's it for the Daily 2. I'm Alingan Mitra. See you tomorrow.